From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Monday, June 6th. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
Truthful and blunt, that's an interesting way of putting it. I think that's blunt, yeah, that's the way the Irish are. A lot of the love comes through truth. And the truth can hurt.
Today, we'll take a trip to Ireland with the Druid Theatre Company's Cripple of Inishman. But first, to the circus. The Halsey Institute of Contemporary Art is a block or so away from the Cistern Yard, a popular Spoleto Festival venue. But the museum hasn't had a visual art exhibit that was part of the festival until now. The show by Paolo Ventura, called Winter Stories, is made up of large photographs of miniature models. They show nostalgic scenes of Italian circuses.
And looking at the circus performers, he was much more interested in the area surrounding the tents rather than the things in the center ring.
Director and senior curator of the Halsey, Mark Sloan.
We thought it was an appropriate show for Spoleto, given that, you know, he's an Italian artist, and Spoleto has over the years brought in both circus acts as well as the Cala Marionettes, which are miniature figures. So we thought it was a nice tie-in.
Mark Sloan says the way Ventura plays with size, blowing up miniatures, can make you do a double take.
They look like real scenes. They could very easily be real people in real settings, but there's enough of the handmade to see in the image where you realize the whole thing is a setup. It's that slippage between what we think we're seeing and what we are seeing and what we think we might be seeing that makes his work so interesting.
You can see some of the photos on display and the models that were used to create them in a video tour at our website, spoletofest.org. The show runs through the middle of July at the Halsey Institute of Contemporary Art in Charleston. In 1934, the American filmmaker Robert Flaherty, famous for Nanook of the North, made Man of Erin, a documentary-style dramatization of the harsh life in a small fishing town on one of the islands off Ireland. Martin McDonagh's dark comedy, The Cripple of Inishman, fictionalizes the Hollywood search for local talent. Tyke Murphy plays the title role, Crippled Billy, who is desperate to leave the island.
Because he's kind of the brunt of a lot of jokes, I guess, and has had it fairly tough, doesn't really know who he is or doesn't know his parents, and been raised by these two funny aunties who love him and has feelings for this girl who's on the island who isn't reciprocating.
Crippled Billy says to me, his parents loved him, and I say, they loved you. Would you love you if you weren't you? You barely love you and you are you. But you get the idea, she's not very nice.
Claire Dunn plays Slippy Helen in the play at the Dock Street, a brash young woman who likes to throw eggs at people and speaks colourfully.
Just you wait till I get you home, just you wait.
Everyone has their place and everyone fulfills that role within the community. They play off that, that's how the town works.
It's like we all have a certain opinion of each other and it doesn't change much unless somebody penetrates through that dimension like Cripple Billy does with Slippy Helen at the end of the play. But then again, I think some of the lines, if you watched this play twice or three times or just read the play, a lot of the sentences that a character says about themselves explains why they are the way they are. So like, you know, I might seem like I'm just mean, that's it. But the first thing she talks about is that she gets, you know, abused by priests from the age of six, she mentions at one point. So, you know, okay, she's a tough cookie, but she explains herself very logically and says, well, you know, like, I have to be violent. If I'm not violent, I don't look after myself. You know, it's a protection thing.
There are seven more chances to see The Cripple of Inishman before the last performance on Sunday, the final day of the festival. The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.